This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Now, after hearing all the idiots that are out there doing barbecues and whatever on a Memorial Day and not really understanding what it's all about, that's a bother. It bothers me. I hope it bothers you, too, because you're not teaching your kids what these days are about. You're not sowing into your children's lives when you don't let them know what's happening. Now, here's a vet. Again, he's been in it. He's lost friends. He's had bullets fly over his head. You got to hear what he has to say. It's worth it. It's worth hearing this vet.
This vet is talking about our commander-in-chief at the time, ex-President Oblamo, but he hits it right on the head.
We have a commander-in-chief that flies to Japan and apologizes for the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And this guy a minute ago said he wasn't political, right? The vet. This is the interviewer is talking, obviously, but the vet said he's not political. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
Because the last time I checked, we didn't start that war, but we sure as hell finished it.
Absolutely. You don't know what to say. It's like, really? I don't understand it myself.
It makes you wonder how he ever even got in that position in the first place.
It does. Believe me, I didn't vote for him. And you're absolutely correct. I don't quite understand where we are headed.
Where do you think we would head if we had a presidency under Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I'm not giving up my guns, I know that.
Me neither. I love to shoot. I shoot all the time.
That's correct. That is a scary thought in itself. I'm surely not a Hillary person.
You think she should go to prison?
I do.
Me too.
Not only for, like, Benghazi, because I'm a veteran, then that was a damn shame in itself, but the whole Whitewater deal, the
emails.
Yeah.
I mean, how many other presidential nominees right now are being investigated by the FBI?
None that I know of.
Oh, we've got one that's being checked out by the IRS. Because this is why I got behind Trump when he was chastising the news people, the reporters, right? Because here it is that he's being audited by the IRS, which is not a big deal when you make the kind of money he makes. They always audit people like him on a regular basis. They stay away from the email thing. They're not making a big deal. Even with the recent reports that have come out, they still stayed away from the email thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I totally agree with you. I'm like, really?
Well, if you could look in the camera right now and say one thing to Hillary Clinton, what would it be?
Really? All I can say is, Hillary, I don't know what to say to you. You are a crook. You are a murderer in my eyes. And that's all I can say.
All right, well, thank
you. You know, I've been saying under normal circumstances, I think she'd be brought up on conspiracy to commit or an accessory to. Because you can't tell me, if you've seen 13 Hours, if you've talked to those guys, I've had them on the show, I believe them. I don't believe her. She's been caught in too many lies. They were screaming for help. Not only were they screaming for help, but there was help available. And not only was there help available, but when told that the order to stand down was never given, and the men say the order to stand down was given, who do you believe? Seriously, who would you believe? I am going to believe them over her every time. Because I don't know yet what she has told the truth about. Can somebody send me something that says this is where she told the truth? Because I don't think you could find it. I don't think it exists. Interesting enough to, like I started to say, and I didn't get through it. Just look at the mere fact that they find the Declaration of Independence racist and sexist. So nothing to these people. Yeah, you heard me, these people. Nothing is true to them. Nothing can have a pure meaning. Everything has to, there has to be something with everything, right? I'm just talking about. And the fact that we've evolved, yes, pardon the term, so far from there, from that time in our history, I don't know why that's a bad thing, right? Why is that a problem? Apparently, now we all, I shouldn't say it this way, but I believe he is. He's a little off, don't you think? Maybe he's a little off. I know, that's an understatement, isn't it? No, he's a little off. And he, I guess he was, and what happens to me too, sometimes you're not paying attention to the conversation or you're reading something that came in via email or text or along those lines, and you don't really catch what the guest says. But Sirius has just suspended, or XM has just suspended Glenn Beck after an interview he did with author Brad Thor about hypothetical situations where Donald Trump was president and abusing his power. Now, Thor mused on the air, since Congress will not be able to remove Trump from office should he be elected. What patriot would step up and do that if he oversteps his mandate as president? Beck says he agreed with his guest comment. Both Beck and Thor came under fire for their comments. Thor defended himself on Twitter, saying, "What? Glenn Beck and I discussed with hypothetical scenarios in which a President Trump goes full dictator. Sirius thinks they went too far." See, and I don't think so. It wasn't like they talked about how great it would be. You know, how great it would be to have him killed or something along those lines. They just talked about if he went full dictator, how somebody stepping up may have to take him out. And again, it was a hypothetical situation. Were they advocating for it? No, of course they weren't. And it was the same thing Corey Duncan said about, he's surprised that nobody's taken him out. Now, the program is independently produced by Glenn Beck. And the series came out and just said, look, we just think that somebody could construe those as advocating harm against an individual that's running for office when we don't want to be any part of it. And the Glenn Beck program from our Patriot channel for the coming week, and are evaluating its place in our lineup going forward, Sirius said. Funny thing about it is that he's still very popular. He still brings in a large viewing audience.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Lots more coming up this Memorial Day. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Always a pleasure having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really seriously, a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it is 855-REAL-JOE, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can watch live there, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in conversation. Smarter people than I up in the chat room. Seriously. You know, and it's one way for you to get engaged and involved with people that are smarter than me. I'm telling you. Anyhow, I want to jump right on this one, this story. I like this. Now, we're going to go back. I found something, I started listening to something, and it was making me crazy. So I want you to hear this. Because it just so much highlights how those on the left believe how they see America. And it should make you throw up this Memorial Day. Anyway, San Francisco students and parents, and teachers actually, are protesting against restorative justice. I'm very familiar with this. I've been hearing about this off and on for a while in the school district that I'm in. And in San Francisco, as we said, parents, teachers, and students at Monroe Elementary School are protesting student discipline procedures because they contend administrators refuse to remove unruly students from the classroom. Now, the backlash against San Francisco Unified School District, relatively new approach to student discipline, now it mirrors complaints from teachers and parents in other districts across the country who have these similar restorative justice processes in place. Now, like many school districts, San Francisco adopted a safe, I don't like this one, a safe and supportive school policy. That happened in 2014, and it discourages student suspensions in favor of restorative justice. There are reprimands that involve talking circles, right? So let's talk it through, people. Let's find out what got you so upset. Johnny, you sit over there in a chair. Mary, we're going to sit next to him. We're all going to get in a circle, and we're going to support Johnny as he tells us what made him so mad. Because that's always helped. It's like you time out parents. I love those. See, my kid would have been plotting how he was going to get back at us when he got out of the corner. And I know he's not the only one that does that kind of thing. Anyway, he goes on to say, now I want you to really pay attention to the words. I didn't write the words. But it always seems funny how these things revolve around minorities to the point where it makes it sound like minorities can't help themselves. We've got to do it all for them. We have to teach them. We have to show them. We have to make it easy for them. Anyway, so it talks about talking circles and student design punishments. Oh, yeah, that would have worked out. When I was in school, it would have been like, okay, I think he should have to have 3 fudge pops. Yeah, that should do it. That'll make him feel better. The intent is to keep students, particularly minority students, who are suspended far more than white students. All I'm going to say is, unless you're saying it's so corrupt even down to the school level, stop causing problems. I don't care what color you are. Stop causing problems, you won't have problems. They want to keep them in school where they continue to learn rather than send them home to miss a day of school. Here's the deal. The disruptive ones, they don't learn. When mommy and daddy have to take a day off of work and be home with Junior, they'll learn something, all right, guaranteed. Now, teachers are typically expected to exhaust all options to keep students in class. Many have complained of the increased violence from students who understand there is little or no consequence. It's so true. So here's the thing. We're supposed to listen to teachers that are in the class when it comes to how much money they need and how bad it is and what more the district is supposed to do for them. But when they're the ones administering the discipline, when they're the ones that know what's going on, when they're the ones that need the help, guess what? All of a sudden, no, they don't know what they're talking about, right? Isn't that wonderful? Teachers are typically expected to exhaust all options to keep students in class, right? And many of them are complaining about the increased violence. And again, notice that they said the kids now know, the students, the children, whatever you want to call them, that there's pretty much no consequence for what they're doing. When there's no consequence, there's no reason to stop. This restorative justice approach, it's based on, you ready for this? A white privilege theory. Notice I said theory. They say theory. That America is hopelessly stacked against minorities. That promoted by the Pacific Education Group in a teacher training workshop, hundreds of schools. These were the guys I think we talked about a long time ago that were up in Oregon. And they were teaching the teachers about white privilege and how to stop it in the classroom. The approach is also promoted by the Obama administration's Justice Department through directives to metropolitan schools to reduce the disproportionate number of suspensions for minority students. So what if you find out for real that it's the minority students that are causing the bulk of the trouble? Because it's really not minority students. It's only minority students as pertains to black and white. You know that. right? So when I was in school and I was the minority, I was the only, I was one of very few Italian kids in the school. Wouldn't I be the minority? Would it apply to me? Would I not? Let me tell you what. If I knew there were no consequences, you'd be reading about me in the history books right about now. Seriously. If there wasn't a consequence for some of the stuff that I did in school, yeah. Students have been choked, they've been slapped, they've been given death threats almost daily, Monroe Elementary parent Luella Hill told the local news source. That's the impact of the new discipline policy. The persistent problems with one first grade student at the school convicted teacher convinced Erica Keel to complain to the principal, who opted not to renew the probationary teacher's contract because she was a complainer. She didn't like the fact that kids were slapping each other around the class. Let me see. That move is what sparked the outrage for dozens of parents and teachers to descend upon the school and protest the principal decisions. The protesters, they brought picket signs with them. They read, "Advocating for student safety will cost your job," and "Kick me, I'm an SFUSD teacher." Right? Most parents said that she did a fantastic job dealing with a difficult situation. The teachers' union and district officials, however, are standing firm in their support for the restorative justice discipline model. The policy is something we believe in. The kids should be in school. Yeah, you know why? They lose money when the kids aren't in school. Even when suspended, the kid doesn't show up, they lose dollars. You lose dollars, you lose union dues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Always a pleasure to have you on board. Man, I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion and five things going on up there now. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. We were talking about how the school districts now. Some, but one in particular up here in San Francisco, up in San Francisco, where the parents are protesting against what they're calling restorative justice, which is they don't want anybody suspended. They don't want anybody sent home. You kind of sit around in a circle and talk about the issues. So, Johnny, why are you smoking joints at 11? We're two-thirds of the way through the school year, and we haven't been able to get you to talk. I mean, stop doing it. Let's talk some more, because we can see that's helping you so much. And the teachers are told that they're not to move those kids out of the class because we need to have them in school. They need to have them in school so they can make money. They need to have them in school so they get their daily money for the child. The parents said the right thing. You need to protest. You need to get in front of the school. You need to make noise. You need to do what you need to do to make sure that the administration is listening to you. But the teachers' union and district officials are standing firm because they believe in this restorative justice model. But this is, remember that this is San Francisco. Okay? I mean, seriously. Now, the policy is something we believe in. The kids should be in school. So said the Lisa Blank. She's a spokesman for San Francisco, the San Francisco educators. The SFUSD officials issued a statement pointing to resources available to teachers to help control violent students who must remain in the classroom, including a one-to-one student aides, instructional coaches, and behavioral specialists. Now, how do you change a child's behavior when the behavior is acceptable at home, when mommy and daddy are okay with the way they behave, but you're not, how do you change that behavior? I'd love to know. Just curious. Now, Monroe students, parents, and teachers plan to continue the protest until the teacher that was let go for complaining about the policy is reinstated. Now, the violent first grader, meanwhile, remains in the classroom to torment his classmates. Parents told the news site that the student has remained in a classroom without proper support. So this garbage that they need to stay in school so they can be watched over, so somebody can help them, so they can get the help that they need, is exactly that. It's garbage. They're not getting the help that they need. Really. So if you're not helping them, then what do you do? Now, how do you help these children get better? How do you send them in a direction that'll do better? You know, check this out. I'm looking at the resolution. I happen to be perusing it real quick. And I think this is hilarious. In the resolution, it openly states that here's part of the concern, that the overall African-American and Latino students make up 70%, or 77%, check the number, 77% of the students, right? And 81% of their suspensions are identified as willful defiance. So what's the problem? Take the designator of African-American and Latino away. So just get away from all of that. They make up 77%. I'm sorry. They make up 77% of all suspensions, and 81% of their suspensions are under the category of willful defiance. In other words, not an accident. It didn't happen because of a fight. It's because they willfully decided not to do what they were supposed to do. That they went against the school policies or went against the classroom policies. You know, a few years back in my school district, I can talk about this now because they're long gone, we had a teacher who had a policy in the class. She did not care what part of the year it was or anything. If you were caught cheating on a test, you got a zero. Didn't matter whether the test was in the beginning of the year, the end of the year, whatever it was, you got a big, emphatic zero. Really that simple. And there was a young lady that was caught cheating. Now, she wasn't just caught cheating. This girl brought a whole new meaning to cheating. And so she wore, you remember the 70s? Well, they probably still wear them now. The girls used to wear those, you probably know what these are. You know, they have the big, like a bell kind of sleeve on them. They're kind of flowy and fluffy and all that. So she wore one of those. Is there a name for that? Okay. And then she had a short skirt on. Not a short skirt. She had a dress that came, I guess, to her knees. Skirt, dress, whatever. And apparently what she had done is she wrote all the answers on her thighs and her legs and covered it with the skirt. And then she had written the answers to the questions on the inside of her arm so that the shirt was covering that as well. And because it was loose and flowing, she was able to move it around. And the teacher caught her out of the corner of her eye a couple of times. And, you know, as the teacher was walking up and down the aisles, like she always does during a test. Student was pretty cool, and then the teacher just grabbed her arm, flipped it around, and saw that she had written on her arm, her other arm, and both legs. And she gave her a big fat zero. And the funny thing about it is that the parents went wild, the parent of that student, because she got a zero. It was her final exam of the year, and she was a senior. And the teacher, she had a teacher 2 years in a row, right? So the thing I love about this, though, is when the student and the parents were arguing, fighting, and they can appeal to the school board to get it overturned, as they did, this teacher had dozens of kids show up to say that Mrs. So-and-so has always been fair. We all know the rule. We signed the agreement. I love this part. We signed the agreement at the beginning of the year. The agreement says, you cheat on a test, you get a zero, no exceptions. And as board members, all five of us voted to uphold the teacher's rule because she had had it for years. The kids knew about it. And this was the real world. And even one of the superintendent at the time was very upset with us because we had just ruined a child's life, which is not true. Not true at all. I mean, better now than she becomes a Hillary Clinton, don't you think? You know what I'm saying here? But back to this thing about the, you know, 77% of the suspensions are because of willful misconduct. And the majority of the school is African American and a good portion of the school is African American and or Hispanic. Then what's the big whoop? All right? And just because you have 10% of one and 90% of another doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly what it's going to look like when it comes to suspensions. Does it? Just trying to understand. The only reason I bring that up is because that's how we look at everything. We think everything is going to be exactly the same in that light. All right. Let me get back to the Home Depot story I talked about earlier. I'm going back to it for a minute. Because I heard a little bit of the interview they did with her. And my eyeballs just about popped out of my head. So you got to hear how she justifies why and how. I'm going to start it now. I'll finish it on the other side of the break. But take a listen. Because I'm going to have a field day with this.
I got the hat made because I kind of wanted to send a message. I know there's like big political debates, but it goes even beyond the debates on America was never great. Because I guess the message that other people are trying to send out is like America is like this wonderful place, like nothing ever bad happened in the world.
Yeah, because that's what we say. We say America is wonderful. We've never done anything wrong. I don't know what school she went to. Maybe she went to that Monroe Elementary School. I don't know.
But it never was great, so I feel like it was.
Oh, no, I'm not letting this go. We're going to do this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Never mind it. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I want your email address. I'm not begging. I'm going to force you. I'm going to come over to your house and get it. That will not be a pretty picture. Anyway, we're talking, I hit this twice tonight. Didn't want to, but it did. The young lady who decides, I guess she's 22 years old, that America was never great. She put the hat on, and then she couldn't understand why she got death threats from people. Now, she's made a little video or whatever, and she's so confused that people would be upset that she would wear a hat that said America was never great. Now, there are tweets and stuff coming across saying that Home Depot employee in Staten Island, I'm taking my business to Lowe's. Thank you very much, basically. Now, you got to hear what she has to say, though. She thinks America was never great. She's never heard about that we admit that we've had problems. We admit that we've had issues we had to overcome, and we have to work at it. I don't know what she's looking for. Let's see if she can articulate this at some point.
Lie, so I wanted to show people, like, hey, no, it was never that great. So when you go by the slogan, make America great again, when was it ever great, you know?
Ignorance. This isn't just ignorance. This is like ignorance times 10 going someplace to happen. Think about this. When was America great? So the Europeans that came here didn't come here because it was great. They wanted more misery, apparently. They wanted to move to a more oppressed area. They wanted to move to an area where they have less ability to grow their own businesses. We have more millionaires, and no, they're not all white, lady. Matter of fact, I think it's the most richest woman in the country is your color. Oprah Winfrey. I think she's the richest woman. And she's not the richest. She's up there with the top five. Let me tell you what. I'm sure if she's not the richest, it'll be because of white privilege, I'm sure. But she's right up there. Same thing with the millionaires on the male side of the scale. Can I still say male? Male side of the scale. But this shows you the ignorance of these people. And then they wonder why they can't get any help. And they wonder why they can't move forward. And what does Congress do? What do the loons on the left do? They cater to these people. They cater to the idiots in the group. Instead of teaching them, instead of training them, instead of working with them, they cater to the idiots in the group.
So what I don't like about Trump is I feel like if you're not the race that he would want, or if you're not that ideal person, whether it's sexual preference, if you have like any disabilities, your financial status, race.
Right, because he only hires millionaires to clean the toilets in the hotels he has. I'm sure if we go look, I bet you what we'd find. We would find out that Donald Trump only allows blacks and Hispanic females to be hired to clean the toilets in his hotels. Don't you think? Because he's that much of a racist. And he hates women that much. And if you have disabilities, no way he's going to hire you. I bet you can't find one disabled person in any one of his businesses, right? See, this is where they buy into it because they're not smart enough to figure it out on their own. They're not smart enough to make it happen. You need to do your own homework and figure these things out.
Everything, like all of that combined. Or even if you don't think like him, he will automatically write you off. He won't support these groups as much as the group that he...
What is these? Help me understand what these groups are.
Will want to support. And, you know, I see a lot of people... especially on Staten Island, that support him and don't look at like the minorities or people in different situations that aren't as like pronounced in the media.
Listen to all the generalities that she's using. She can't give you one specific instance where he's shown signs of racism. Not a one. Why do you think that is? Too stupid to figure it out? Or do you think she's just the way she is?
So I feel like Trump caters to one type of group of people and disregards everyone else. At first, initially,
I'm reading some of the comments that pop up here. Somebody says, seriously, she's allowed to wear it at work? She said, I'm on a life-saving team of professionals. I'm not allowed any visible tattoos, multiple piercings, but she can insult our country at the front of the store? What is her purpose here? Why is she so ungrateful? Hey, Home Depot, grow a set. That's what the writer wrote, not me.
I've been getting like a bunch of like, I hate you. I've been getting like the N-word left and right. A lot of people have just been like,
What did you think she expected to get? Yeah, right on. You're right, sister. We're a lousy country. You know, I'm about time somebody said it. Is she really think she was going to get that?
You need to go back to Africa. America was great when your people weren't here and stuff like that.
Okay, those comments are wrong. But we already know that, right? We know those are wrong. By shallow people. But the tension is growing in this country. The tension is growing over this kind of stuff.
like that was like the main stuff I've been getting. And then I guess as it started building up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, people have been like, I have friends on my side, like, don't listen to them or they don't mean anything. I'm actually supporting you. And it feels good to know that I have support, because at first it was like nothing, no support at all. Definitely want to get out the way. I don't hate America. I'm not an anti-American. I just wanted to.
Now think about this. If I don't agree with or like homosexuality, then I hate homosexuals. If I don't agree or believe that illegal immigrants came here, you know, they broke the law to get here, then I hate illegal immigrants. She writes exactly that America was never great, but she's selling us that she still loves America. How does that fit? This is why I keep telling you, you're allowing the left to create the narrative. You're allowing the left to create the meanings of the words, the phrases, the whatever. You're allowing the left to make the noise they want to make, and you just sit back going, I got to work. Well, nobody's going to figure it out. No, here's the deal. You should make the noise with her. You should make the noise with Home Depot. You should make the noise with her. You should let her know it's unacceptable. Seriously. Country affords people the rights, the services, the things that our country affords people.
Put my input on something that can make America better, and having Trump as a president definitely wouldn't make it better.
You know what? Having you as a citizen doesn't make it better. How do you like that? You're saying America was never great, which means you have no clue about America's history. You don't understand what America is all about. You don't know what it takes to build a country or what these guys went through to build this country. Not a clue. And why should I take you seriously? Give me a reason. I know you can't come up with one, but give me a reason anyway. Again, it just makes me nuts when I see people talking like this, when I see people doing this stuff. Because it doesn't fit anything. It goes nowhere. Because, again, she's talking in generalities. What exactly did America do or not do? Remember, sweetheart, it was America. Right? A certain group of Americans, but American nonetheless, that freed the slaves here. And there are slaves all over the world. There are black slaves being held all over the world even today still. So don't make it sound like America's the only one doing this. We fought against it. We fought to stop it. How many other governments are doing the same thing? Come on, seriously, how many? None. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. So glad you could join me. So glad you could hang out, stay with us. I appreciate it. Let your friends know about the show. Seriously, let your friends know what's going on. Let your friends know about the show. There's a lot going on. Hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. Read what our writers have written. Yeah, go ahead, you say that three times fast. But if you read what I wrote, comment on it, tell them what you think about it, it'll make them feel better.
That's it for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address so I can send you information on the show and topics when we have people we're going to have on. I do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?